And this was a huge level up for me to understand that there's this guy who's an elite performer who's going through the same things and the same struggles as I am. It was this big realization for me that I'm not alone. But that still even wasn't enough. And I hired a coach. Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic-Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harsher Jr., and today we're talking about feeling stuck. The real reason that you feel stuck has nothing to do with the tactics that you're trying to implement that are going to help you break through, be more consistent, be more focused. It's not about tactics. I'm going to expose a blind spot that you didn't even know you had. And why am I qualified to teach this to you? Well, I've worked with nearly 300 men and coached nearly 300 men over the past decade. And by the end of this episode, you are going to see a blind spot. It's going to be revealed to you that you didn't even know you had, and you're going to know exactly what to do to deal with it, to help you find the breakthrough that you actually need. And I'm going to give you that by sharing with you some real stories of my own life and some of my clients' lives that are going to expose this and help you really relate to what I'm talking about here. So let's get into it. When I was about 35 years old, I found myself locked in a spare bedroom in my house, grinding away, feeling alone, feeling like a fraud because I was working on a business that was just limping along. And we had a spare bedroom at the time. We had three kids, not four. And so we had this room where I was working. It was the business name was called Riot Sports Marketing. Some of you even listening probably have been following me and my story since then. And you know, I felt like a fraud. I felt stuck and I didn't know why. I had been a Division I All-American wrestler. I was the youngest Division I head wrestling coach in the country at one point. I had started and sold a company prior to that. So I knew that I had everything that I needed to succeed, or at least I felt like I did, but I didn't know what I was missing. And that's where a lot of guys who I talk to, they don't know what they're missing. They're like, man, Jim, I work really hard. I've got the degrees or the network or the positioning in the market, whatever it might be. They have those things, but they still feel like they're running into their own ceiling. They still feel like they're stuck. And why is that? Well, I came across an article just recently in Fast Company magazine online. And the article was titled, Successful Men Are Struggling With This. And it's about the male loneliness epidemic. And I was fascinated to read that. And I think I've read this before, but this came up again. And this is kind of like information I'd read before, but it felt new again. And the former U.S. Surgeon General said he had declared a loneliness epidemic, and he called it a public health crisis, whose toll on the body rivals, get this, smoking 15 cigarettes a day. 15 cigarettes a day. The male loneliness epidemic. And I'm not just talking about, hey, I don't have any friends. I'm going to expose like how this is holding you back personally and professionally. But you might be sitting there saying, well, that doesn't apply to me. Well, it does at some level, right? The whole 15 cigarettes a day, and I'm like, wow, gosh, not me. You know, I work out, I'm fit, and all that good stuff. But like, what if it's only 10 cigarettes? What if it's only 5 cigarettes a day? Think about the impact that has on you physically, that has on you mentally, that has on you emotionally, and the toll that it's taking on your life. Not to mention your bank account, right? How you perform at work, how you show up in your business. And there's this epidemic, and it reminded me of a conversation that I had for my very first client, my very first coaching client, before I was even marketing myself as a coach. He reached out to me, and it was the national team coach for Team USA, and he said the exact words to me, he said, were, it's lonely at the top. Quick interruption. If you like what you're hearing here and you want to learn how you can implement this into your life, just go to jimharshajr.com/apply to see how you can get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. That's jimharshajr.com/apply. Now back to the show. Like he was in a role. This guy's an Olympic medalist. He's obviously one of the best in the world at what he does, not only as an athlete, but as a coach. And he said to me, it's lonely at the top. and he needed somebody to open up to, who he could really share to. And he didn't have that. And this is just an example. And I don't know, I want you to think about that in your life. Who do you have to open up with about personal and professional challenges that you have? And for me, I look back and I realize me sitting in that bedroom, stuck, frustrated, banging my head up against the wall, wondering why I can't level up. And I didn't realize how lonely I was. And here's how all that changed. So after that, that business ultimately failed, had to shut it down, applied for a job, got a job working at the University of Virginia. I was a major gift fundraiser for the Virginia Athletics Foundation. I always tell people it was my dream job. I left my dream job to start my dream business, which is this business now, the podcast and the coaching that I do and the speaking. And I had worked in that job, but I knew that I still wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew that there was still an unlock inside of me. So I'm working there. I get an opportunity to give a TEDx talk, which is a whole different story. And I think I've shared that on other podcast episodes, but I'll share that again, maybe in a future episode. But how that whole TEDx talk came about was through failure. I had struggled in public speaking. So I joined Toastmasters, learned how to improve my speaking, and then an opportunity came up. It was like the whole cliche of success is when preparation meets opportunity. And I had been prepared for this TEDx talk, not even knowing so. And then the opportunity to give a TEDx talk came up, and I was well positioned for it. So I gave this TEDx talk titled "Why I Teach My Children to Fail." You can Google it. It's on my website and it's on YouTube. You'll find it. It's only 7 minutes, so it's an easy watch. Get a lot of great feedback from it, but that is what led to the podcast when I initially started it and led to the initial coaching. But I was still stuck. I was grinding away at this business, trying to build this business. And I knew that I couldn't do it alone. I didn't want to feel that loneliness that I had felt in that other business. And so I joined an online community of entrepreneurs. And I found a local guy. There was a guy who's local about it, lived about half an hour away from me, who was also in that community. I said, hey, let's get together in person. Go figure, in person. And we got together. And this was a huge unlock for me. We got together in person, we exchanged ideas, and this alone was a level up. Not just Jim locked in a bedroom grinding away, but Jim getting outside of himself, meeting with somebody else who was on the same journey as me. And that was a big unlock for me. But that still wasn't enough until this happened. When he and I met, we discussed, let's get somebody else to join these conversations. Let's agree on like the third person to bring into this conversation, who can level up, who can help us, who we can help them. And so we slowly did that. We started to form a mastermind. So we got a third person to join us, and then a fourth, and then a fifth. And so I went from online community, which was an unlock for me, to an in-person connection with a human, another guy, Rocky is his name. And then Rocky and I brought in another person and another person. And before you know, we had six people in this mastermind community meeting up in person. Huge level up. But that still wasn't enough. That's when I got introduced to a guy who's become a good friend of mine, a guy named Charlie the Spaniard Brenneman. Charlie Brenneman was a college wrestler, UFC fighter. He was top 10 or top 6 or 7 in the world at one point in MMA rankings. Fought in the UFC for years on a similar journey as me. He was more focused on speaking and still is. He's a professional speaker. I encourage you to check him out, Google him, look him up. But Charlie and I started getting on calls, exchanging ideas, but more importantly, going deeper about how hard it was to build our businesses and really connecting with each other at a deeper level, like sharing just our deepest, darkest fears and the things that were holding us back psychologically and marketing-wise and marriage and relationship and kids and all the hard stuff that we were going through. And this was a huge level up for me to understand that there's this guy who's an elite performer who's going through the same things and the same struggles as I am. It was this big realization for me that I'm not alone. But that still even wasn't enough. And I hired a coach, and his name was Danny. And Danny, I remember my first conversation with him. This was when I was still working full-time, and I'd pulled over in a parking lot to have our conversation, our first conversation, and we just had a phone call. And I remember the conversation of just the clarity that I got from that initial conversation with a coach And that was a huge unlock for me. And then the next unlock was this. I paid to fly him from Denver, where he lived, to Virginia, where we spent an entire day together unpacking my life, unpacking my business, my desires, my like how that related to my marriage and my relationship with my kids and everything that I wanted in the world. And I broke down crying multiple times that day. And that was a huge unlock for me. That was an opportunity for me to actually talk about my deepest fears and anxieties and hesitations, my imposter syndrome, my self-doubt, and lay that all out. The stuff that was just bottled up inside, holding me back again when I was locked in that bedroom trying to figure things out by myself. Now I had an online community of entrepreneurs. I had Rocky in person to meet up with, and then the mastermind of these five other people. There's six of us in this mastermind. Then I had Charlie, and then I had Danny, bringing these people, building this environment, this community around me. And that still wasn't enough. Then I found a business partner. And this was a guy who I did work with for a long time, for years. We weren't officially business partners, but we would contract on work together. And I remember the day that I sent a $250,000 invoice to a company that we were working with. And I couldn't believe it, because that was never something that I dreamed I could have done until I started going through this process and unlocking myself. And then I started dreaming about it and started visualizing. And I started imagining maybe, just maybe, because of all these people I'm surrounded by, all this started to become a possible reality. So I started then dreaming about these bigger contracts and these bigger opportunities and these bigger unlocks because of the people that I built around me. And so you're sitting there trying to figure it out on your own when you don't have to. You're trying to read another book. And listen, I'm not just calling you out. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, because sometimes I fall back into this trap as well. But so many guys I meet with, they think that they can do it on their own. I met with a guy today. He makes $600,000 a year, and he has imposter syndrome. And what he's trying to do and build is also possible, but he's in his own way. I hope he signs on with me, because I can help this guy. But he's trying to figure it out on his own. And he's figured out a lot on his own, but he's got some massive blind spots that are holding him back from what's possible. And yeah, certainly he measures some of what's possible by what he sees in his bank account and what he knows is possible in his bank account. But a lot of this is also what's possible to do on the business side and actually maximize his potential in his marriage, in his relationship with his kids, in his health and fitness. He knows he's got to lose some weight and get more fit. And he can also grow his business and start this other business that he's super excited about. But he's stuck in this cycle, this endless cycle of just grinding. But he doesn't know how to get out of it. All he knows how to do is work hard. That's great. That's table stakes, though. You've got to work hard. There are people working three jobs that are not fulfilled, because they're working so hard and they are going from one day to the next, not hitting the pause button, not identifying, okay, who do I need to be around? Why am I stuck inside my own head? And you know, maybe you have some friends who you work out with, or maybe you have some friends who you drink beer with. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who set the bar high for you, set the standard, expose your blind spots, and expose to you what's actually possible. And for me, it started with this online community. It started with Rocky, and then it moved to this mastermind, and then adding Charlie, and then, you know, hiring Danny, and then finding a business partner. Like, all of this is what unlocked me. And so what is that for you? Let me read something to you. This is a direct quote from a guy named Tim, who's in my community of clients. And listen, this has nothing to do with me and what I do. This is about you and what you need, right? And you can get this through me. I don't care where you get this. This is just proof that you need something that you don't even realize that you need. And this is what Tim said about, this is after a group coaching call that we led. This is a bunch of high-performing men inside of this community. And I don't have the only one of these out there in the world, but I've got a pretty damn good one, if I don't say so myself. But listen, this is what Tim said. He said, I'm going to read you this quote. And he posted this in my community. He said, "These calls are priceless. A small group mastermind cuts through my blind spots fast. I get multiple brains, different angles, and real world feedback. But the bigger win is what participation forces out of me. When I say things out loud, my own limiting beliefs stop hiding. I hear them. I can't unsee them. And I'm reminded every single time that I'm not alone. Different rooms, different resumes, same human struggles. When one person gets honest, it gives everyone else permission to do the same. And that honestly lifts up the entire group. That's as true in an open coaching call," which is the call that we were on, "as it is in a small group," and we have these team calls, "or in a big mastermind call. I'm fortunate to be part of this." So this is an unlock for Tim, and it's an unlock for you about this loneliness, this trying to figure it out yourself. There's, in our American culture for so long, there's been this idea that as a man, you've got to figure this out yourself. You shouldn't be leaning on other people. You know, this idea that being stoic means like doing it on your own and suppressing how you feel about things. No. You've got to have opportunities to vent, to get it out, to speak truth and reality of what you actually feel instead of burying the bullshit. You've got to have the people around you. And if you don't, you will continue to probably operate at some high level like you are right now, which is great. But you're not listening to this point in this episode because you're okay with where you're at. You're listening to this point because you know what's possible for you. And, you know, Tim, well, he doubled his net worth since working with me. He's lost 11 pounds, quit his W-2 job, has more time to take his kids to school. I mean, it's an unlock for him. It's an unlock. It's the same unlock that's waiting for you. And so the solution for you is peer level relationships, right? Like I mentioned, Rocky and Charlie for me. And I've got other guys in my life like that as well. It's structured accountability, right? Having a coach, being part of a group, a mastermind type of group. And it's part of an environment that is designed to help you grow, a framework, a proven framework that will help you grow. And this is what we do in my Reveal Your Path community. We call it the environment of excellence. And, you know, like I said, whether you get this through me, whether you explore what I'm doing or you find this elsewhere, this is what you need. If you're an athlete, if you're a former athlete, you've experienced this before. If you, at least you know what it's supposed to look like. Maybe you experienced the opposite. Maybe you had a terrible coach, you were on a team with poor culture, and you experienced the opposite. But you know what's possible. Well, here's the deal. What's at stake for you now? It's bigger than winning or losing a match or a game or a race. It's your life. It's your livelihood. And who does this? Who does this kind of work? Well, I just had a guy come into my program who's the CEO of a $700 million company with 2,300 employees. Like, this is not for weak men. This is for men who are operating at a high level and want to get better. It doesn't matter what level you're at right now. Find your people. Take action. Do something with this. Don't just roll into today and tomorrow by being busy and just doing the same thing today for no better reason than that's what you did yesterday, or doing the same thing tomorrow for no better reason than that's what you did today. That is a cycle that will leave you stuck, and you will eventually find yourself lifting your head, looking around and thinking to yourself, gosh, I thought I'd be further along by now. I knew that, and I felt that when I was stuck inside of that bedroom years ago, and I learned something that I can't unlearn, and I will never, ever be without this type of community and these type of people in my life, because I need it and you need it. So I encourage you to take action today. If you want to take action with me, you can go to jimharshojr.com/apply. That's jimharshojr.com/apply. Apply for a free coaching call with me, or you can look elsewhere and find a community. Find somebody who can help you level up, somebody who you can truly open up to about your fears and doubts and struggles. That will be an unlock for you, like it has been for me, like it has been for so many others who I get to work with. All right, take action on this. Good luck.